Oi, 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 oi.
Witnesses are in shock as flames have engulfed this Moscow-controlled terminal in Russian-occupied Crimea for more than 4 days after Ukraine unleashed at least 2 missiles. Now a fresh explosion has triggered a tower of flames almost 200 feet or 60 meters high. The marine oil terminal in Feodosia, a key fuel supplier for Russian forces, was reportedly originally targeted by Ukraine to coincide with Russian President Vladimir Putin's 72nd birthday on Tuesday. It has been burning ever since, but the explosions are getting worse. Elsewhere on Saturday, officials said Ukrainian forces hit a fuel depot in the Russian-occupied Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine, causing a fire. Yet Russia is striking back, saying its forces have captured 2 frontline villages in eastern Ukraine, the latest in a string of territorial gains for Moscow. Covering the war is getting more dangerous for media personnel, however, with Ukraine announcing an investigation into the death of 27-year-old Ukrainian journalist Victoria Rochina, who was captured and detained by Russia while reporting on Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine in 2023. Officials say she died September 19th, just as she was transferred for a prisoner exchange. Despite these setbacks, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed hope that the war with Russia would end next year, while speaking in Berlin during a visit to ask for sustained military support. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz pledged that Germany and its European Union partners would send more defense equipment to Ukraine this year, and German aid worth 4 billion euros, or some $4.4 billion. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.